Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome.
The line is compromised.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if Gettleman can figure it out, we're good. I hope we're good.
Yeah, so
supposedly after the draft, the media had a hard time like interviewing Joe Judge after the draft to get his results, and he was helping everybody. And he was like, yeah, after weeks of doing this, I'm a tech pro.
Yeah, these guys, they definitely learned, like, it's a cool way to do it. Everything is at their fingertips. If there's a lot of people around you and you're hearing all these different voices, like, right next to you, that makes it more hectic and confusing. This way, it's more... Everything is streamlined. It's organized more. It makes people focus on the details more, I think.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I liked it. I mean, it was kind of sad seeing everyone like in their homes, but also kind of cool. You know, you get to get a different perspective in each family and
whose home was your
checking
favorite?
Out the houses and stuff.
I thought it was cool. It wasn't sad that they were home with their family. The sad part is every time a freaking guy was drafted.
Right.
It was the most negative thing ever known to man about the player.
They got to point out, like, you know, their twice removed aunt's dog that, passed from, whatever. It was like they were reaching real hard to, like, you know, make you compassionate, basically.
Yeah. Josh, he picked up on it right away. And then I started paying attention. I was like, oh, my God. It's every player.
It was depressing. Crazy. I was like, what is this?
Yeah. But they did it. They did it right away. Right to like start the draft. Like they immediately went right into, you know, the pandemic. Like everything about what's been going on. And I mean, if they wanted to throw in a little bit of that, okay. But like, it was just, I don't know. I didn't think we needed that. But
people are, they wanted to watch that. The ratings are the highest it's been by far.
Yeah.
People wanted to get away. They wanted a breather from all these. Every news cycle is about the corona, obviously.
Right. And even that Fauci on the talk. Like,
ESPN is always doing too much with like politics and world events all the time.
Disney.
One of the players, and now I'm drawing a blank who it was, they said they had the graphic up and it had all these amazing accomplishments and highlights. And then the last line was mother overcomes drug addiction after 16-year battle. Yeah. Like, what?
It was I saw that because I read the article. It was T. Higgins.
That was T. Higgins. Yeah, I couldn't.
Oh, okay.
Like really? They had to like show that. Like they had to just like, you know, obviously they asked. You know, they asked him like probably before putting it up, and he was okay with it. But the fact that they had to even like go there, you know what I mean? It's just But. But yeah, the way they did it, I do like it. I thought it was kind of, I thought it was kind of cool. Like, you know, Goodell, you know, from his basement, just fucking chilling in the comfort. Like he almost passed out at like one point. Like he was just like in his chair, just chilling. Like,
tired. He looked tired.
Yeah.
He became likable though. Like I was rooting for
saying.
Him all.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That's why I was kind of like leaning towards. Like he almost became like likable in a way. He was making fun of himself, you know, telling them the fans of each team to boo and stuff.
He deserves credit because, you know, there was a lot of talk that they shouldn't have it. He was getting pressure that you shouldn't have the draft, and no, he did it. It went without any problems, and they figured out a solution. Like there's ways around it, you just got to figure it out, and they worked hard and did that, so he gets a lot of props for that.
Absolutely. I think the only hiccup was Lewis Riddick. Every time they went to him, there was always a delay.
Yeah,
did you notice that? But he's excellent. I always love when they go to him. He was probably my favorite analyst.
Should have been the Giants GM. Maybe he will.
He'll be a GM somewhere at some point. Hopefully not.
I think all these guys. I think even Jeremiah.
Yeah.
he'll be a GM too.
He's tight with Douglas. I think Douglas tried to get him on the front office, but he stayed on the.
Oh, really?
The media. Yeah, they're really good friends.
Yeah, the media. But so yeah, I mean, you know, it was not too much drama in the draft. I mean, what do you think pops out the most? As far as, you know, take away the obvious, you know, Joe Burrow, number one pick.
You know. Tua. What's Tua going to be?
Right. Right.
Do we disagree here. I like Tua a lot. I think if he overcomes the injuries, I think the Dolphins got a really good player. But you guys don't feel the same.
Yeah, I don't see it. I just don't. I think he's a good kid. Like, I want him to. Well, actually, no, I don't want him to do well. He's on the fence. But I don't want to wish failure upon. I don't know. I just he's had a
guess
lot.
Yes, we do. He's the Miami Dolphins quarterback. He can suck forever.
Okay. All right. Fine.
He probably won't play this year, right?
You think Dolphin players want or fans want Sam Darnold to be good? Hell no.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Who's the quarterback? Who's the quarterback to end the season? Was it
Fitzmagic?
And then who was before him? The UCLA quarterback. I forget his name.
Rosen.
Chosen Rosen. Yeah. What's up with him?
He's done.
He doesn't want to play football. He's rich.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Good thing we didn't draft him. Whew.
Yeah, he's like a West LA kid, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah. I know, and we remember that draft, like, you know, everyone was going gaga over him. So
Gaga. Yeah.
All right, so obviously Tua, but we kind of knew that was going to happen. There wasn't really any crazy trades. I guess the Jalen Hurts, the Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts getting drafted by the Packers and the Eagles. I mean,
poor Rodgers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, the one thing I was absolutely dreading was I knew that the Philadelphia Eagles, definitely they were desperate for a wide receiver, and I was very scared that somehow they would move up and get Judy or get CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden CeeDee Lamb falls and he goes to the Cowboys. So that really sucked a lot.
He's gonna be a terror for a while.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's really good.
Who got Judy? Broncos, right? Yeah,
Denver. Yeah. And they got Hamler? Is that his name from Penn State?
Penn State.
Yeah. And then they have a good
Melvin Gordon.
They got Melvin Gordon in free agency. Like, they got some weapons now. It's just a matter of, you know, Drew Lock.
Sutton is the other wide receiver. Yeah, they have a good core, but I don't know about their quarterback.
Yeah, about Drew Lock. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
What did you think about Green Bay taking Jordan Love?
See, I didn't watch him at all. I never saw any.
I knew nothing
from
about
Nevada. He's from Nevada, right? He's on the
Utah, I thought.
Nah, I thought it was Nevada.
Nah, Utah State.
Oh, Utah State. I knew it was like a blue and silver team. So yeah, those are like they're not a primetime team. Obviously, they're always on late, like Thursday night or Wednesday night. I never saw him play one snap live, so I have no idea. Seems like a lot of people are comparing him to like Mahomes-ish, he has a little bit of that, but yeah. He rose a lot in the past couple months. But if you're the Packers, Rodgers still has at least what 2 to 4, probably like prime years left. I think so.
Yeah.
You're drafting a quarterback in the first round when you need playmakers, really?
So he had an interview right before the draft, and I forgot who he was interviewing with. But he was being his normal, you know, not snobby, but a little arrogant, sarcastic self. And he was saying that they were
asking
what they wanted the Packers to do. And he made a comment that we haven't drafted a skill position player in the last 15 years, so that'll be nice. And they go out and draft this quarterback to be his backup. I don't know.
Yeah.
They had one of the strangest drafts ever. They were one game away from the Super Bowl, right? They were the NFC championship game.
Yeah. Yep.
So you would think that I thought they would. It's the most loaded wide receiver draft that we've had in probably 7 years. I thought they would get somebody, or if they were moving up, they would get a wide receiver. They drafted running. They drafted the quarterback, and then they drafted a line, a running back, and tight ends. It's really weird.
Not one receiver.
Nope. Bizarre. Not one.
Bizarre. Yeah, it's almost.
Yeah, they might be looking for a trade eventually. But yeah, it's definitely strange.
Well, that could easily happen, right? They make a trade for a big time wide receiver. Big time, and then you know all that Jordan Love talk is probably. I mean, people still talk about it, but hey, it's the same thing with Rod. They did the same thing with Rodgers, right? They drafted him.
He sat for 3 years, yeah. I think.
I mean, come on. It's not, you know, too crazy. I think the Jalen Hurts getting picked was a little crazier. And I mean, Wentz is always hurt, you know, always hurts.
nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Pretty good. All right. yeah. So, if Wentz isn't hurt though, I mean, how, you know, is he going to be like a Tebow type guy? Hurts. I mean,
I guess Peterson always does weird stuff for like gadget plays, trick plays. So I guess maybe he'll be like a Tebow, Taysom Hill type guy.
Yeah.
And but I don't know. I don't even know how he projects as a quarterback. If, like, say Wentz got hurt and they put Hurts behind center, I don't know how he is as an NFL quarterback. He's not that great of a thrower, right? He's not very accurate.
I don't know. What are you talking about? Hurts?
Definitely.
Yeah, Hurts.
Yeah.
He's definitely more accurate than Tebow was. He'll be in gadget plays, but the thing is that I think every year since they drafted Wentz, maybe not every year. Maybe I'm off 1 year. They've made the playoffs, but Wentz has only played in probably two playoff games.
Yeah. This is a big year for him because if he's hurt again and kind of puts up like mediocre numbers, like the fans are going to start to really turn on him.
And they got Hurts in the third round, which means I think it's a little more than,
was it the second round?
No, the second round. Second, yeah.
Second round?
It was
wow.
Second. Yeah. Like it was 50 something, I think. Pretty sure.
So to me, it feels like it's more than a gadget thing. He might be the legit backup, and Wentz is hurt. Maybe they really liked him, and maybe he's going to play quarterback.
They were probably really concerned. Obviously, the personnel, they know more than anyone else about Wentz's health. So and they stacked up on receivers. I mean, would they draft three of them, right? And then they traded for Goodwin from the Niners.
Yeah. Yeah, they have plenty of. So they don't have like a true number one guy, but they have a lot of decent guys now.
Yeah, and they still got Alshon Jeffrey. They still got DeSean Jackson. Like, they have.
Who actually, Tone? Jeffrey's probably going to get cut. That's the guy I want the Jets to look at.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Why is he going to get cut?
Yeah. He's, he hates the GM. He has been like ranting. He unfollowed him on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. He hates, he 99% chance he doesn't suit up for the Eagles, and his cap number is huge, so they pretty much can't trade him.
Okay.
So they're gonna have to cut him. But he's always hurt, so I would take a flyer on him. But
yeah,
it's good, you know, low risk, high reward type deal.
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
Even for the Giants, this way he can play against the Eagles two times a year.
Ah,
how about that, Jay Juice?
Interesting.
What else from the all right, so we didn't even talk about our team's picks. So
yeah.
Juice, you go first with Drummer Boy.
he was the guy that was being mocked to the Giants when I was Googling mock drafts back in November, December, because our season was so pathetic and we were done. So I knew a lot about him, but it seemed like over the past few months he became number four offensive tackle because the other guys were just doing like these impressive things with either their combine numbers or pushing forward Raptors or whatever it may be. But I was pretty, I knew that they were going to go offensive tackle. My guy was Isaiah Simmons. I really wanted him, but I get it. He's the flashy pick. The right pick was going tackle. So I'm fine with the drummer boy, Andrew Thomas. I think he's going to start from day one.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know, it's a good pick. He started every game. He was on he was All-American his freshman year, you know, so he's going to be a stud.
Okay. I don't
about that.
We don't have to go into, like, you know, every pick, but, like, what was your after him? I mean, who was your favorite pick of the weekend?
I was happy. It sounds like they got the best safety in the draft, pure safety in McKinley that he dropped.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I think I'm probably most excited to see him play. I was happy. They got this freak offensive tackle with the third round. He has the longest arms in the whole draft of all the tackles. So yeah. He reminds me a little bit of Tyron on the Cowboys. Hopefully if he can, you know, live up to potential, maybe he'll be that good. Tyron Smith. My favorite pick, probably, I like the kid that they got, the guard that they got from Shane Lemieux from Oregon.
Oh, Lemieux?
The first Lemieux ever drafted in the NFL. I just think because it's a boring pick. He's a big guy. He may play a little center. He's also another one that started every single game since he was a freshman. I could see this guy just being on the team and being our guard for the next 10, 12 years.
Lemieux.
So I like it. Yeah. The Giants had a very meat and potatoes draft. Not exciting, boring, but I think it's the picks that are going to probably get us above seven wins.
That's Gettleman for you. Northeast football, baby.
Hog Molly.
Yeah. All right, Paul.
Yo.
Break down the Jets draft.
I mean, is there any word for it? Joe Douglas is the magician, the best GM probably ever.
The God GM, the mountain.
I had so much confidence in him going in, and he proved me correct. I loved every pick, except for probably the fourth rounder. I think he reached a little too harder with one of the fourth rounders for the quarterback. The more I read about the kid, he seems like...
You're talking about Zuniga?
No, the fourth.
He was a fourth rounder. He's one of the fourth rounders, yeah.
The fourth rounder was three. The quarterback.
Morgan,
because they had three fourth-round picks. So I was
Zuniga was the third rounder.
Oh, he was the third rounder. What about Ashton Davis? He was a fourth rounder too, right? I'm confused. No.
No, you're right. You're right. He was the third round. No.
Ashton Davis was the third.
Right. Then because the Jets had two thirds.
They had two. Yeah, you're right. No, didn't they trade back though, and they had three fourths or something? I don't fucking know. Whatever.
Listen up here, you Jerrys. First round pick, drafted Becton. Second round, Denzel Mims. The 68th pick, was Ashton Davis.
Right.
The 79th pick, also in the third round, Jabari Zuniga, okay. Florida. The fourth round pick, 120 overall, LaMichael Perrine. 125, James Morgan, quarterback, Florida International.
Okay.
And then the other was the offensive guy, the Clark.
Cameron Clark from Charlotte, 125. Right.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. And
Bryce Hall, Braden Mann, and that was it.
I love every one of those picks. Hall, they said, was a second rounder, easy. Maybe in a first rounder if he didn't get hurt last year.
Right.
So that's a perfect spot to grab him. He can kind of take his time getting healthy. And if you play for Adam Gase, you need to be a good punter. You have to have a good punter because they led the league in punts last year. He's a terrible head coach, and they're going to be punting a lot. It's the Northeast bad weather. It's a lot of field position.
Sure.
And supposedly this guy is a absolute machine just kicking the ball.
Yeah.
Averages over 50 yards, a beast. And he does kickoffs too. So, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I mean the punt.
Thank you, Patriots. Thank you, New England.
Yeah, the one punt that was going around Twitter. I forgot who posted it. Was amazing that he kicked out of the end zone.
Yeah, it was like 189 yards. Big.
It was insane. So like that was encouraging. I don't know too much about the quarterback. I don't think it really matters. I think. What that tells you is Fails, is that his last name? I mean, he's clearly
right.
Not.
Right, yeah.
He's not a legit
not
backup. Yeah.
No.
So that was smart to take a quarterback. Nothing much else to see there. This Bryce Hall, I think Hall and Zuniga sound like if they weren't hurt, If they didn't have like injury issues, they probably would have been first and second round picks. So I like the upside. And then obviously Mount Becton. I mean, if this guy, you know, they made such a big deal that, you know, his drug test was flagged. I mean, what do you think?
Who gives a shit?
Marijuana. It's probably weed, right? I mean,
yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
I can give a fuck. You know, he's 6'8", what, almost 400 pounds, but he's like freak athletically. That's the guy you want, man. You want that, like, that left tackle for 10-plus years, you know what I mean? Just kind of holding it down. So that was great. And then we got Denzel Mims.
Mims.
So pumped about that. I don't know.
And the good thing is, I think they drafted five guys. They were team captains on their team.
Right.
So he's clearly going after smart guys, hard workers, respected. And they're all from big schools, which I like.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we didn't even mention.
Except for the quarterback.
Except for the quarterback. Yeah, Florida International, not really. But like Ashton Davis, I mean, he might be the most intriguing pick of them all. I mean, this kid is a track star on top of being a football, stud.
Kick returner. Yeah. Kick returner, punt returner, cornerback, safety.
Even linebacker.
And he looks tough as hell.
Yeah,
looks
he's like fast as hell, tough as hell, smart.
Smart.
Smart. So, we'll see. Again, you know, with the draft, it's hard to judge just because, you know, 2-3 years you need to really judge a draft. So
you can just tell he knows what he's doing. He traded back. He knew how to stack picks. He made I think clearly beat the Patriots on that trade. They said they got the most value on that trade than any trade in the draft, pretty much.
Yeah.
So what other, like, you think Mike Maccagnan is calling up the Patriots and like, no, he's getting laughed out of the room and taken advantage of. Douglas knows what he's doing. He knows people all around the league. He's going to be awesome. I really think so.
Yeah. Pretty exciting stuff. It was nice, you know, it was a nice little, again, you know, it was a little too much with the, you know, talking about the pandemic, I thought, at times. But for the most part, it was a nice escape for 3 days. You know what I mean? Just gonna hope we have a season, right?
So. That, and let's hope the NBA draft. NBA draft happens.
Yeah, the lottery's supposed to be in, like, what, a week and a half?
Why wouldn't they do that?
Well, the lottery will happen. I'm just saying, like, it's... Oh, wait, no. Will it happen? I don't know. That's actually...
No, why wouldn't they? It's a ping pong ball.
They didn't end the season, though.
Yeah, but yeah.
So what?
Exactly. Just do it the way it is now. I don't care. Do it.
No, I agree.
They have to make a decision if, when they come back, are they starting with a season, which I think they will. They will have probably a very shortened season and then go into the playoffs. But I don't agree with that. Just whatever, end it now, start the playoffs, and like whatever the way it ended, that's the playoff. It's set like that.
But like, that's tough though. What if there was teams that were fighting for a playoff spot, so they just get screwed? Well,
tough shit. I mean, there's a lot of other crazy stuff going on. You know,
that's like, true. Yeah. I do believe that, you know, if we are headed in the right direction, which there's no saying there, you know, that's the case because we're still, you know, abiding by all these rules. Who's to say we, you know, we go back to normal and, you know, there's not a spike again? Because then what do they do? You know, I don't even want to get too into the hypotheticals
if the end all date is, let's just make it up, let's just say it's Labor Day.
Okay.
Right? To have playoffs and
wow, that's so far.
Wait, Labor Day? Oh shit.
That's crazy.
So say Labor Day, we're in the NBA finals around that time.
Wow.
So you're talking about end of September, a lottery and maybe a draft in October, and then we start the season again maybe around Christmas time.
Holy shit.
I don't know. I'm making it up. It sounds crazy, right?
Right. It does. It
definitely... The way things are going, I think things are starting to get a lot better. It's calming down. I really think by early June, they're going to announce something saying, hey, we're going to get this back going by July, like near July 4th or mid-July.
With no fans or with fans?
Yeah.
No fans.
No fans.
So
I actually, guys, I think, and this is just my opinion, I don't foresee an NFL season with fans either.
Wow.
I mean, it's far away. Let's just take it, you know, week by week, you know. That's why I don't like when the scientists go out and be like, there's no way this is going to happen. Well, you also said, you know, a lot of different things that haven't been true so far. So, you know, I get that you like to be very, they like to be cautious, but it's almost 5 or 6 months away. Like, let it breathe for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, a lot can happen in 5 months.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's such a big, huge industry, right? Like concessions and, you know, it's a lot of people out of work and, you know, for these games is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? With no fans.
Yeah. NFL owners are a different breed, man. They're going to do all that they can to have fans allowed. I guarantee.
Exactly. Because how do you make up for that money? There's just no way. You know, I don't know. Bizarre stuff. Let's talk about The Last Dance. We haven't talked about it yet, right? We've had 4 episodes. No.
Wait, can I tell you about my dilemma with The Last Dance?
Yes, go ahead. Start off.
I didn't do it, so I'm not going to jail for this, but I came across the rest of the episodes.
What?
So do I watch them?
No.
Or do I wait each week?
Wait. Gives you something to look forward to.
I know, but they're good.
I know. I kind of, because we talked about this, didn't we? Like,
You'll be mad though when it's like Sunday and you're like, shit. Like your whole entire Twitter feed is just Jordan, and you're gonna be I would just watch it again.
I don't know. I would watch it again. It's awesome. I'm gonna watch this like multiple times probably.
It's cool. I like it a lot, but it jumps around a lot. I have no idea. Like
it does.
There's no. It's like 1988 Game 5, and then it's 1986 Game 2 to 1991 to back to 89. I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
Well, it looks like what you're noticing is episode 1, they give you kind of the background on Michael. Episode 2, it's kind of like the background on Scotty. Episode 3, Rodman. Episode 4, Phil. You know,
and then Kukoc is coming.
You think he'll get his own kind of like episode? I don't know about that. You think so?
They already said when Kukoc is introduced, he has a big
I was about to say segment. It's very strange because according to the 4 hours that I watched, Kukoc is not on the team. I feel like.
I know they haven't mentioned him at all.
They will. That's the thing. The timelines are just, they're weird.
He was so good. Tony Kukoc was awesome. Incredible.
He'd be better now in this era.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Back then.
Agreed.
He was great.
Big time. He's like a lefty, like a lefty Luka, no?
He plays like Luka.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's like a lefty Luka. Aren't they from the same country?
I think he's like a better version of Lamar Odom.
Yeah, I like that comp too.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
He was awesome. That was amazing.
I like that.
Really good.
Cool name. Cool name.
Tony Kukoc.
Kukoc.
What is that? Yugoslavian? Slovenian?
Croatian.
Okay. I thought he was like, I thought he was like some sort of Slav.
Serbian.
Or I thought he was from Luka's country.
I thought he was boys with Divac, Vladi.
So he was, and then the war happened.
Right. Oh, that's right. Didn't they have a big
30 for 30 on that?
30 for 30 on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vladi Divac and Drazen Petrovic.
Yes.
Yeah, they talk about that in Taken.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it. Very, very much. Matter of fact, it was weird, like watching that Rodman episode. I'm like, where's Carmen? Where's Carmen Electra? And then they lead episode 4 with her, obviously. And then what they don't tell us in the episode is what they did at the practice facility. Dennis and Carmen.
They had a party.
So why wasn't that? Like, are they just kind of like? I feel like they're leaving out a lot of like explicit stuff, probably because it's on ESPN. Whereas,
ESPN is still owned by Disney.
They can't
do a lot.
I mean,
they are dropping the F-bombs left and right on the show, though.
They are, but like, why can't they talk about, you know, that Rodman and Carmen snuck into the Bulls practice facility and did it in every room, including on the at center court? That, you know, that's the stuff we want to hear. You know,
maybe we'll talk about it.
What's that?
Maybe we'll get a separate 10-part documentary just on that.
just on that one night. But also, what they didn't, you know, specify last night was Jordan didn't go to Vegas to pull him out of the room with Carmen Electra.
It was in Chicago.
Yeah, it was like across the street from the arena. So they kind of, you know, they're leaving parts out. But I thought, you know, the background on Phil was interesting. I learned some stuff about him. Obviously, I knew he like coached the Albany Patroons. I didn't know he won a CBA title with them. And then
that's how you say it, the Patroons?
The Patroons, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I thought it was the Patrons.
That would be cool, right? The Patrons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a Patroon?
I don't know. It has something to do with this region, though. Like the like the people of Albany back in the day were known as Patroons. Yeah, it's funny. I'll look it up after.
We don't like your kind, you Patroon. That's such a weird name.
Yeah, I'll have to fact check that. I'll get my fact checker to fact check that. But
I'm watching this though. I hate all of these guys. I'm enjoying it. They're great. Respect to them. They got all the championships. But I hate all these motherfuckers.
Man, I know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they kept the Knicks.
Jordan's an asshole too. As much as they're painting Jerry Krause as the biggest villain, and he definitely was a huge asshole, Michael Jordan is a psychopath.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm saying that without even watching. We still have, what, four more episodes?
Six more episodes. If he's an asshole and a psychopath, what are the Bad Boy Pistons?
They were
I agree, they were like a different.
They were just like...
I kind of agree with a little bit of what Bill Laimbeer is saying. These guys are a bunch of whiners. Like, they're the bad boys. They hit everybody like that.
Yeah. I think out of all those teams, the Pistons, like, I love the way they play.
Yeah, I mean, they were the first, like, team to ever kind of do that, right? They introduced, like, that 90s kind of, like, rough and tough basketball. Well, actually, I don't know, because you look back at some of those Celtics-Lakers finals during the 80s. It was kind of rough like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were enforcers. It's so, you know, each guy has, like, such a unique personality. Laimbeer is the one that, like, kind of gets me every time. Like, this guy was, like, a rich kid from the Chicago suburbs. Like,
yeah, exact opposite of Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, you know, who grew up in this, like the West Side, like the hood, like, you know.
But their personalities are the opposite. Like, you would think Isaiah Thomas was the one, I mean, pretty boy smile, yeah. So well-spoken, charming. Yep. You would think he grew up in the suburbs, and Bill Laimbeer grew up in the hood the way he played. But it's reversed. I don't know. Everyone says that they're rough and tough and how they played very physical, but those guys were very skilled. Joe Dumars, awesome.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman was fantastic. Yeah. Isaiah Thomas was the best, you know?
Yeah.
Well, think about it. That team, Detroit, they beat... Isaiah beat Bird, Magic, and Jordan all when they were in their prime. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's not talked about when it comes... No. And it's probably because he wasn't on the Dream Team, and I think we know why he wasn't on the Dream Team. Jordan must have had some... say it.
Oh, yes.
But wasn't Chuck Daly the coach of the Dream Team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how is he like, I don't know about that theory that Jordan kept him off, because
I don't think
Isaiah's coach was the coach.
I don't think Isaiah was just well liked by a lot of the players around the league.
Jordan found out that Isaiah Thomas had this whole scheme to freeze out Michael Jordan at the All-Star game.
Right.
So he told everybody, and I think Magic was the one that went to Michael Jordan saying, hey, this guy's not your friend at all. He's telling everybody not to pass you the ball, not to give you the ball during the All-Star game. So I think when they were building the Olympic team, the Dream Team, Jordan said, listen, I'll play for you guys, but if you guys keep Isaiah Thomas on the team, I'm not on the team. And so they had to make a choice. And, of course, they're going to keep Michael Jordan on the team. He's the biggest superstar in the world.
Right.
Yeah. So that was it. Huh.
Interesting.
Petty as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, are they going to... So now, that, like, the next six episodes... Well, first off, where did you see this leak, Juice?
I know IT guys, bro. I had some guys...
You know a guy. I got you. Yeah, I don't know if I would watch it if given the
opportunity.
You
better not watch it.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. It's really... I know.
It's tempting. It's tempting. It's so good.
I may not. I may not. I don't know. I may just wait
to like talk about it with everyone else. I am enjoying it, kind of like, you know, it being like a talking points after each episode.
Well, because Twitter, it's right away. Everyone's tweeting about every scene right away.
Yeah.
Jerry Krause dancing with a solo cup is amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
My God.
Jerry! Gold.
The second you saw that, you're like, all right, where's the GIF on that? We need that ASAP. And, of course, you go to Twitter and boom. There it is. There's the magic of Twitter. Tweet it.
How short is he? He looks like he's 5'2", 350.
Yeah. Something like that.
Unbelievable. And the guys just rip on him the whole time. It's crazy.
Yeah. I know. They bully him. They pick on him. They call him fat and short all the time. They call him crumbs.
Yeah.
Make all these jokes about him not being able to reach the rim on the layup.
We're gonna lower the hoop for you. Oh my God.
It is so crazy how we wanted to just like break up this team, like this dynasty. Like it just like boggles my mind. There must be something they're not telling us, but you know, there's got to be something. Like what'd Phil do? Like what'd Phil do to this guy that he was just like, I'm done. Like I don't know.
Do you think Doug Collins would have won these titles if he stayed on? Yeah, right?
It's tough, right?
Good question.
You are seeing, you know what this thing is revealing? And I think as Knicks fans, like, we're just like, fuck Phil, because of what he came in and just like, clearly you're seeing that he's a masterful coach. And he wasn't built to be like a GM or, like, he needs to be like around players. Whereas on the Knicks, I feel like he wasn't like,
yeah. He likes acid, was definitely a better coach than GM.
Yeah, definitely a better coach than GM, and I mean, it's very evident by just watching this documentary. It's a shame we never got to get that as Knicks fans, but you know, hey, drafted Frank.
I looked up Jerry Krause, and I found this awesome quote when they hired Phil Jackson to be president of the Knicks. Jerry Krause came out and said he's not going there because the talent in New York is so good. He's going there because he's going there to collect a check. He's going there for the money, and it happened to be true.
Yeah, no, he was right about that. Was right about that.
Who has a better mullet, Doug Collins or Joe Exotic?
Doug Collins.
Yeah, that mullet was mean.
Yeah, I think he would have won. I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, me too.
He's not a slouch.
Oh no, he definitely had something going there for sure. I mean,
where did he go eventually? He was on Detroit for a while, no?
He was a couple places. Detroit. Philadelphia, Detroit.
Philly.
I think Orlando maybe for a little bit.
And then he started announcing, I don't know, sometime in the 90s, yeah, right?
He was great. He was on NBA and NBC.
Yeah.
No, he's still good. I like him. I like Doug Collins.
What do you think LeBron stands are feeling about the doc?
Well, I'm seeing it on Twitter. They're pissed. They're tight. They're not convinced.
They're funny though. They're really funny. They're pulling out all these people, these pictures, and they're showing you who's guarding Jordan. And they're saying this guy's a senator. This guy's a congressman. He's guarding Michael Jordan. It's great.
Well,
it's really good.
Well, that's what remember that guy Barry McCockner? Shouts to Barry.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is anymore. I don't see him on Twitter anymore. But you know. He used to say that shit all the time, like, give me a break about Jordan. He played against, like, janitors, substitute teachers, construction workers.
These guys were legit.
Guys were legit. I mean, come on.
The style of defense was so much harder to deal with, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fucking Rodman and Oakley and, you know what I mean? Like, guys like this, like, who's like that, you know what I mean? Like, Draymond can say all he wants, but... you know, he's
not. Nah, these guys are all boys with each other. They're soft.
Draymond's a loser. He also cost the Warriors a title. They should have four titles.
Oh, with the kicking in the nuts. Yeah.
Kicking the nuts.
Yeah. So you're saying LeBron shouldn't have won that?
If Draymond plays, there's no way Cleveland wins that series. Absolutely no way.
Yeah. I probably agree with you.
I still can't believe that happened. Wow.
I know. But yeah, you're getting a lot of that. Like, people are saying, oh, LeBron, you know, he definitely would have, you know, taken on the bad boy Pistons. And, you know, I mean, he did light up the second bad boy Pistons team in the 2000s, you know.
But yeah, because they weren't allowed to clobber him every time he went to the hole.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like those bad boy Pistons teams. I mean, they probably
and
sending
LeBron's
people
like don't get me wrong. LeBron's tough. He's a freaking physical freak. Like right. He can take the hits, but still, it wears on you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, I know. But
we'll never know. It's a good argument.
Yeah,
I can make arguments. You can make arguments for both sides like equally. So.
Oh yeah, I don't want to make this. You know, skip for Shannon. Skip, 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 skip.
That's good, Tom.
That was really good.
Thank you. Yeah. What else, guys? There's not much else in the world of sports.
We need to see more Carmen Electra. She looks great for 48.
More Carmen Electra. I definitely agree with that. There's nothing on TV yet. No shows that.
Yeah,
the three of us are collectively watching right now.
I gave up. I stopped watching Westworld. I was just like, what is going on?
I never even started it.
What do you guys watch? I know Paul's watching Shameless, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's your
so good.
And I always knew you would love that show. Where are you at
might
right
be
now?
One of, like, might be my favorite show ever. No, but top five. I'm on season like 6 right now. A few episodes in.
Okay, so you still have like.
So Carl's boy just killed the guy, killed the kid with the hammer, and he's throwing parties in the house, rapping.
It's the most outrageous show. It really is just like, oh my
insane.
God, really
insane.
Like, or they're like they're really taking it there. Like they take it there. Like they really
everything.
With everything, but yeah, it's an entertaining show. I'll give it that. Right now, watching.
That's about it.
I'm watching Ozark season 3. I'm on episode 4 or 5. It's phenomenal, by the way, so far. You guys have both watched it, right?
I watched season 1.
Oh, so you're way behind. But Paul, you watched. you're all caught up.
Yeah, I'm caught. So Josh, you got to catch up on Billions, which is coming back on next Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
This Sunday or next Sunday?
I think this Sunday.
Holy shmoody. Yeah, you're right. Okay. What's today? Monday? Yeah, Monday. So Sunday. Wow.
Oh,
you got to catch up on that and Ozark. Did you ever watch The Sopranos?
Oh, wait. Wait, yeah. So let's... Wait, hold on. Let's get... I'm glad you brought that up. Let's get into that because Katie and I finished Sopranos. I'd watched the series now a few times, but that was our first time watching it. But I hadn't watched a lot of those episodes in years. Two things that really just to this day still bother me about the show. The fact that they never did anything with Melfi getting, you know what I mean? They just kind of left that open ended. She never told Tony about it.
Oh, like to get, find the guy?
Yeah, to find the guy. I wish they had done something with that.
I think David Chase, like he explained that in an interview one time. I don't know the details. I don't really remember too well, but...
Like why they didn't follow up with it?
Yeah. He's like, well, that's the world. A lot of things just are left open-ended and not everything is taken care of.
I mean, I agree with that.
Something like that. He's like, well, guess what? Not everybody gets penalized for doing bad things. Sorry.
Right. I think...
He's like, if that was the case, then Tony would have been dead a long time ago.
Right. Well, also, so Michael Francesi.
Francesi.
Anyway,
I think it's pronounced Mike Francesca.
No, we're talking about. I knew you were gonna say that. No, we're talking about
Francesi.
Yeah, whatever. He's a retired.
Let's just call Mikey.
Yeah, a retired capo in the Columbo family, born again Christian, speaks out about the mob. You know. What is he like officially really do? Like, how the hell did he just get out of the mob?
Well, his dad was legendary.
Legendary.
His dad just died like a couple weeks ago.
He was 103.
Yeah. He was like a heavy, heavy hitter.
Yeah.
And he just he probably paid his way out. He made so much money. He never flipped on anyone. So he probably just bought himself out. He was like making literally like, I think close to $1 billion.
Yeah, he had deals. He had some gas station deals with some gas stations or something like that. And yeah, he was like the wealthiest like mobster ever. Anyway, he said Sopranos, Tony talking to a shrink, that would never ever happen. He would get whacked in a second.
Yeah.
Like, that would just yeah, like that would just never happen in real life. So I get it. Like Melfi, you know, telling Tony, "Hey, can you whack this guy who, you know, attacked me?" Like, no, because then if he does it, then she's, you know, I kind of get it, but I, you know, she almost tells him at the end of that episode, and she never does, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
because it's such a brutal scene. Matter of fact, we had to skip through it. So you just want, you want that motherfucker dead, you know? But
yeah,
so that bothered me, and then the Russian in the Pine Barrens. How the hell?
He's dead.
What do you mean he's dead? What, the car, their car, Paulie's car is gone when they get back.
We never know. It's up for open interpretation.
So the guy just gets away? That's it?
Yeah, the guy's dead. He's died in the woods. Bears ate him. Coyotes, rabbits.
So what happened to the car, their car?
Got towed.
Got towed? They're in the middle of nowhere.
It just got left there.
He's alive.
He's not alive. He's dead.
He's in Rockin County. I saw him at Pizza Arena the other day.
Well, it's actually funny. So it's supposed to be the Pine Barrens, which are down in like South Jersey, like near AC. But they actually did film it in Harriman
State.
Well, no, they fit Harriman State Park.
Yeah, like in
yeah, like Rockland, Orange County border, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of cool that they filmed there. But it's supposed to be the Pine Barrens down in South Jersey. But yeah, I mean, the Russian gets away somehow, or they can't find it. It's such an amazing episode. But
yeah, that was definitely top three episode.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like, you know, I kind of wish they you know, did something with that. Like, you know, our little friend turned up. You know, they could have done something fun with that. But
yeah,
but
that was a big question. Like, throughout the series, like, what happened? Is he alive?
You always thought he was going to come up, and it just never happened. But regardless, just amazing show.
Regardless,
and just, you know, such a fun watch. You know, maybe,
yeah, I'll watch it again in 15 years.
Yeah, the next pandemic, I'll watch it again.
Yeah,
people would be embarrassed if they found out what I've been watching.
Well,
Juice, romantic comedies.
I know you went on a J-Lo rom-com marathon. Right?
I watched like two of those movies, but before that, yeah, I was on a serious deep dive of rom-coms.
Yeah, I mean, rom-coms can be fine, you know?
And now I'm watching Modern Love on Amazon. I'm almost done. I'll be done tonight.
What's
with
that?
It's 10 episodes based on the New York Times used to have a column called Modern Love.
Okay.
And they took 10 stories from there. And it's all these superstar actors and actresses.
That was the cast you sent us yesterday, right?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Anne Hathaway. I think I saw Andy Garcia. I think, who else did I see? There was a bunch of people on there.
There's a lot of people. Dev Patel's in it.
Yes.
There's a lot of people, but it's good.
Yeah. We just watched.
And I've been watching Feeding Phil on Netflix. That's the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay.
Traveling all around the world, just eating stuff. So you learn a little bit about the food and the city that he's in. So I watched the New York episodes. Fantastic.
Isn't that the guy? Wasn't that guy in Curb? Your Curb Your Enthusiasm? The creator of
Everybody
Loves Raymond?
I believe he's in there. Yeah. Phil Rosenthal.
Yeah. Wasn't that the guy who he was going to go lunch with Larry and Larry had the MAGA hat on?
I remember now.
And the guy walked out?
Maybe.
Yeah. Did you watch this most recent season of Curb?
Not all of it.
Oh,
only
okay.
Some of it.
Maybe you didn't see that.
No. Oh, jeez.
So Katie and I watched Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. Have you guys heard of this show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another stupid,
How's the plot on that show?
Yeah.
The plot, huh?
So basically, it's they throw these, like, you know, 10 good-looking people on an island and, you know, or no, on like the beach in Mexico at like a resort. And the rule is they're not allowed to have any physical contact, no kissing, no nothing, no sex. And if they can abstain from all that, they win money. And, you know,
for how long?
It's like a month. You're supposed to form like an intimate relationship and, a, you know, deep, you know, right. ship and without, you know, doing anything.
And they're drinking, like they're getting hammered the whole time.
Yeah, they're drinking. They're, you know, you're on a sick resort in Mexico on the beach. Everyone's
there's no going, way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
There's no way they get through it. I bet like a few, maybe a couple of them did, but for the most part, I doubt it.
Yeah, you'll have to watch it. It's, you know, it's one of those like Love is Blind, you know. Juice, did you end up finishing Love is Blind? You were watching that.
I did. It was horrible. Just awful. Horrendous.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets pretty, it's so crazy when they have all the weddings and stuff, and it's like, ugh, come on, really? This is so dumb.
There's not
does this
one
mean
person I
with
like.
Everything going on that like there won't be any new TV shows when you talk like in the fall and summer because they're like
not filming anything
got cut down or movies like that's going to happen, right?
I know, right?
It's fine. They
a
should
lot
just start
of, a lot of
back,
things are going to be pushed back.
Just start bringing back the old stuff like Golden Girls.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Murder She Wrote.
Matthew
Perry. Is that his name? No, Mason Perry. What the fuck is the detective?
Columbo.
That was a good one.
MASH.
Yeah, bring these back.
Cheers.
Leave Cheers. It to Beaver.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, bring them back.
Yeah.
Home Improvement.
What are you guys what are you guys eating these days? Anything good?
A lot of fish.
A lot of frozen
chicken.
Food.
Nice.
A lot of HelloFresh. Shouts to HelloFresh. Been ordering a few meals from them a week. So that's like our like healthy stuff, I guess.
I don't know. I just put hot sauce in everything. So I've been eating a lot of hot sauce lately.
Yeah, a lot of hot sauce. But that's you know, nothing's changed with that. But yeah, no. Some frozen food, frozen pizzas, burritos, taquitos.
What do you think about Portnoy with the frozen pizza? Do you agree with his ratings or no? What's your favorite again? Tombstone?
No, Tombstone, he gave a bad rating, I think. I was enjoying like the first like 15 of them, but now I skip through and just look at the score. That's it. I can't watch
it. Yeah, me too.
I'm done with
me
that.
Too.
I'm done with the unboxing. You know, I know I was saying I was enjoying me, it like, yeah. a few weeks ago. I'm way, way over it now. I forget. I think Lou Malnati's, it's like a Chicago-based pizza, was the highest score he gave. It was like high eights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that yeah. So, but yeah, he's gone through like 30 of these things already. I'm just like, okay.
How did Elio's do?
Not good. Not a good score.
Yeah, I don't think so. And yeah. Celeste is probably really bad.
So I bought Elio's like one of my grocery shops, and it's pretty disappointing.
It's like cardboard.
It's not good.
Yeah. No.
What about Red Baron?
Well, that's my favorite one. I've told you guys this. I love
Red Baron.
He gave Red Baron a 6.2, I want to say, or 6-something in the sixes. So, you know.
That's good.
Decent for frozen. But yeah, pretty good. The Supreme. I suggest getting the Supreme for the Red Baron. It's really good. And the pepperoni's good, too. I got Newman's Own I tried, which he gave like really good score to.
Newman?
Yeah, Newman's Own.
Yeah,
Paul Newman.
Out of Whole Foods has that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, every supermarket has it. But yeah, it is on the pricier side. Like, it's double the price of a Red Baron. It was good, but like not good enough for me to pay double the price. You know what I mean? So he gave that like an 8-something. So he gave that one of his high scores, but
good God.
Not great.
That's high.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think he has the frozen pizza on a different scale though. You know?
I have two questions.
Shoot.
One, do you believe in true love? And two, will the Giants win the Super Bowl this year?
That's easy. Yes and no.
All right.
Yeah. Cookie dough. Ice cream. Absolutely.
Disappointing.
And the Giants, no shot. Fourth in the division. 4-12.
Jesus Christ.
Jamal Adams broke Daniel Jones. It's over.
Didn't they open up? I'm trying to think if there's like literally any sports going on right now. Didn't they open up a couple of horse racing?
I think you're talking about in America or in the world? I think South Korea has baseball.
In America.
Table tennis is going down. Ping pong.
Really?
I believe so.
In America? Jesus. I think horse racing opened in Florida.
You can bet on it. Virtual darts.
Jesus.
I don't know.
This sucks.
Bro,
we didn't even bring a
run, run the simulation on your Madden and your 2K and just bet on it.
That was a lot of fun, actually.
Like we used to do that back in the day. Yeah, it was fun.
That was a good bet.
We did that back in, that was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like 04, 05? Fucking crazy.
Yeah, I won. I beat you.
The only thing that sucked about the simulation games, you know, we would do like...
It was so bad.
It was so bad. We'd do like a snow game. Jets, Giants in the snow. 6-3.
Yeah. Yeah, it was always a field, like a 58-yard field goal to win the game.
Through the snow.
Oh, my God.
Like the worst game ever. Oh, God.
It's crazy. Yeah. Tony, we've done 2 conference calls for this podcast. You better edit the shit out of this. This better be better than The Last Dance.
We'll be good. We'll be good.
Josh, don't watch it tonight. I know you're going to watch it tonight. I know you.
No, I got to finish Modern Love. I got 2 episodes left. Got to watch that.
Juice is going to be writing like romantic novels after this quarantine.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm a changed man. I think I'm a romantic. I don't need sports anymore, guys. I don't.
Don't cut your hair or your beard. You better not. Keep it forever.
I'm going to come out being a romantic with a nice ponytail. It's going to be great.
My beard's getting crazy, too. You can't tell in the photo I sent you guys, but it's
yeah, it's long.
It's pretty wild.
Yours is long, Tom.
Yeah, it's
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, yes. Yeah, but it's interesting. I mean, a lot of people are growing out their beards. You know, it's interesting seeing.
All right, see you later.
Seeing those. What's up?
I don't know.
Did he just leave?
He might have.
All right. Let's go.
Everyone, stay home. Stay safe.
Take care. Comb your hair. Stay safe. Wash your hands.